if you only remember one thing tonight, that's what I want you to remember, that we are not in the middle of an epidemic here in the United States.
To help the public understand what's really going on with Ebola, a public seminar hosted by the University Healthcare Berkeley and Jefferson Medical Centers was held at the West Virginia University Robert C. Byrd Health Sciences Center in Martinsburg. The first half of the seminar explained Ebola, and the second, how prepared area hospitals are to handle it. Wayne Selzer is one of the 100 community members who attended the seminar.
Level of preparedness can never be high enough, and the best level of preparedness is self-preparedness. So more seminars like this, along with public involvement as well, will help calm who have fears and against those who have, you know, no training whatsoever.
Dr. Matthew Simmons, the infectious disease specialist at Berkeley Medical Center, was one of the speakers. He says he felt that the seminar helped calm any fears the community might have, but they don't need to feel like they have to be prepared.
There's very little that a person in the community has to do to protect themselves from Ebola at this point because the risk of transmission is so low.
Dr. Roberta DiBiase, the chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Children's National Medical Center, says you only have to worry about the virus if you're showing symptoms.
It really is very, very important as to where you have been because it's really not a widespread epidemic. It's not at all spreading in the United States. So unless you have those symptoms and you were in contact, like you were a nurse or a doctor and took care of a patient who had Ebola, then we would not worry that you had Ebola virus.
DiBiase tried to help put it into perspective that more people die from influenza in the U.S. than Ebola.
I think it's just human nature. If it's unusual, we're a little more nervous about it, even if it's not really the thing you should be worried about.
The final message the doctors gave the audience was simply to stay calm. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.